We're here at the Spiegel tent. It's warm enough to be sitting outside, so why aren't you here? A lot of other people are. I'm joined by...
I'm Sam Rush. I'm the Deputy Event Manager here.
And...
Izzy, I'm the Funnel House and Communications Manager.
So there's two managers here. I'm a bit scared now. But first question's actually about the venue. I'm looking at a lovely new frontage here and some great painting. Tell us about the new Spiegel tent front there.
Isn't she gorgeous? Yeah, we weren't expecting it. But no, she is rather lovely. So it's still exactly the same tent inside, but we've got a new front on her this year. So more in keeping with the deco style, a bit more traditional like the Moulin Rouge, but I think it's still very lovely on our site.
And for people that don't know, there is a fairly old building at the heart of this, but it does renew itself on the outside regularly. I've seen a lot of Spiegel tents, they do repaint, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, we had the same Tivoli front for quite a few years, as long as we've had the Tivoli. So this is a bit of a makeover for us. We've not had this kind of a shake up for a little while. So it's just a nice addition, really, to the site and bring something a little bit fresh.
And for people that don't know, if there was a beginner's guide to taking a completely empty space that people normally walk through and turning it into a whole Spiegel tent and surroundings. Now, how does this thing get put up in just a few days?
Well, it goes up in basically a day, actually, the Spiegel tent. They're amazing. It's like a giant flat pack. They've been doing, I mean, the family that owns them and the families that have owned them have been doing this for over 100 years. It's a really well-oiled machine. It all just comes in the back of a lorry. They slot it all together, bish, bash, bosh. It's all done.
And they weren't lorries at the start, were they? They were horses pulling carts.
Yeah, absolutely. They probably wouldn't have come as far as this, but so that's a nice thing for today's modern age. But yeah, we're really lucky to have it.
Final question for you. Why are you looking so relaxed? What's gone right?
I had 8 hours sleep last night, which is absolutely unheard of. So I'm going to treasure this memory in a couple of days' time.
But everyone does seem a bit more relaxed this year.
I think it's a Sunday, and obviously, you know, we've been doing this we do this every year. We're in the groove. We've got such a lovely program. We've got such a lovely garden full of like nice stuff going on. We've got walkabout performers in. We've just got a really lovely vibe. Why wouldn't you be in a good mood being here?
And listeners, you cannot smell the food on the wind here, the lovely Indian spicy smells that I'm getting here.
We're sat outside the Peckish Peacock at the moment, which is our regular food trainer doing vegetarian and vegan cuisine, which is gorgeous. But we still have regulars from the cocktails at the Cockatoo. We also have the food in the regular Spiegel pub kitchen as well.
Yeah. Now, Izzy, it's hard to ask this question because you've got to be fair, but there's so many shows on here. There's such a lot of variety. There always is, from the youngsters who are still coming out here in the morning with smiles on their faces to all the late night stuff. It's cabaret, it's comedy, it's theatre. There's a whole load of stuff here that defies any categorisation. But what are some of the highlights that on this year that people should know about?
Some of the highlights, I'd say for me, is a night at the musicals with Johnny Wu and the Gâteau Chocolat and Camille O'Sullivan. I've worked with her for a few times.
She's doing Nick Cave, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, all Nick Cave songs. It's a new show. And I just love her. She's got a beautiful voice and a great persona on stage to be watching and be around. So she's really cool. Kids stuff, I would say, Are We There Yet? It's like a pirate circus show. That's a lot of fun. And
that's acrobatics as well, isn't it?
Yeah. And they like interact with the kids and they always come out like giggling and screaming. And that's a lot of fun. Yeah. My Mini Disco, they have two kids discos on this year rather than one is Star Wars themed and one is superheroes themed, and it's great seeing all the kids including parents arriving all dressed up ready to dance. So that's a really great event. I think there are still some tickets left for that as well. Club nights, I'd probably say Poly Glamorous. That's a new one this year. And it's all gold themed, so all the performers and customers arrive fully dressed up in their gold outfits. So I'm excited for that one.
For people that don't know, there are two spaces here. There's the Spiegel tent that, you know, you can Google it and you'll see what a Spiegel tent looks like. But the Bosco has got its own unique history. And what kind of stuff's on in that? Kind of, well, describe the space as well.
The Bosco is a little bit more unknown. There's not so much about it online, but it's a small rake seating vintage circus tent with like a semicircle stage, and that's got more intimate stuff. So there's some talks in there by the auditorium. There's lots of kids shows like Defrosted and We've got a new one from New Zealand called Kotoko and the Moonchild.
And we saw Defrosted a few years back in the Free Fringe in Edinburgh, in a tiny little pub venue, so it's good to see them here.
Yeah, no, they're great people to work with, and their shows does really well every year, so that's a nice one to have back.
What would be your guide for people that are busy, they're working, and they're going, we're going to do a day at the Fringe, and we're going to spend a few hours at the Spiegel Tent, and we've got our family with us then. What would their day look like? Because they get to drop the kids off to a babysitter around 6 o'clock. So we'll start at 9 a.m.
Well,
yeah, roughly, you know, they're leaving the house. What kind of stuff is in the morning? What's in the afternoon? Assuming they're going to leave the kids somewhere, you know, hopefully legal, and then they're going to have a night out. What sort of things?
Okay, well, if they were coming from literally the morning throughout till the end of the day, weekends and half term, you've got stuff like Herbie's Jazz Breakfast on Sundays. You've got loads of kids' discos, Spiegel Circus in the half term at 12, I think, every day. And then you've got some dances like Rag Roof Tea dances, Brighton Swing thing, sort of afternoon.
So there's stuff they can do and not just watch.
Yeah, totally. We have walkabout performers. We have like a glitter stall, we have some like games and stuff to do in the gardens every now and then. The greenhouse and teepee area is a really nice area to chill out and have a couple of drinks with friends. Kids can play around in the garden. We've got a few like trucks and stuff that they can play on this year. Adults love that too as well as you get into the evening.
Final question for both of you then. So you're here, you're very, very busy, but you know, do you get the chance to enjoy this space without just having to work here? Do you ever go and see stuff?
I normally earmark a couple of things in the programme that I absolutely just have to take the night off and let my hair down a little bit, I suppose. I say it every year. My pick show is always John Callahan's Cabaret Electro. It's my funnest show ever, and I love him to pieces. That's towards the end. I think it's the 28th this year, 28th in the Bosco. It's incredibly fun, really silly, like really great music. Highly recommend that one. But I love the auditorium talks as well. There's some really great ones kind of involving like folk horror. They've got a great talk this year on the history of goth, which will be super interesting. And then Polyglamorous. Some of the club nights, I mean, we're just, can't really not enjoy it. We've got Fever Club back twice this year, so they opened up yesterday, which was super fun. They're back later in the month. 25th, absolutely can't wait for that one.
Finally, Izzy, do you get time to switch off and just be a punter here?
Not so much, because I deal with the front of house of both venues, so I'm supporting and helping them get their shows in and out and doing the turnarounds, which I do also love and enjoy, so I can't complain. But I, as I said earlier, I'm looking forward to Polyglamorous because they're my friends that have created it and set it up, so I'm looking forward to see how that goes. I'm also doing my own show later on in the month.
Oh, here we go. Sassy. Come on.
Just a little bit of self-promo. It's called Sassy. It's a new show. It's a lot of love and my own energy and soul being put into it. And then we've got Laurie Black doing her show. She's actually our venue manager for the Spiegel Tent this year.
It's great that people working here are making work.
Yeah, totally. It's all about that. We're a big family and we all just like to support each other. But hopefully I'll get a chance to sit down and actually enjoy fully one of the shows without having to like run off somewhere. But I don't mind it so much. Just being here in any way is my favourite
and
thing.
I think I'll get the last word before I say thank you. If you come down for no other reason, you've got to see these two amazingly humanly made paintings that are part of the new frontage of the Spiegel Tent. Thanks so much for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you.